Fantasia on a medieval Latin poem. Meumis propositum in taverna morti. Come now, don't you partly like the scene in Leaving Las Vegas, where he goes through the liquor store, and because he used it to kill himself and take one of everything? Polar vodkas, hurricane rums, tequila of Aztec kings, the slightly buttery jungle root taste, whiskies of peat fires, hickory fires, nights of wandering wind, royal cognacs, peasant brothas, and all the gins snow-cresting the juniper boughs. Or, as Ungaretti put it, Sicca je duda mali, Deus sit propitius, huic potator. He said it in his rooms in Leverett House. Je duda lad sang. Safer, he said, than the additives in bourbon. And like Dan and me, because we were the only ones who would join him in a scotch at 10 in the morning. When he dozed off, Andrew Wiley, his chaperone, motioned us all to the door. It is my proposal to die in a tavern. In the moments when time has changed to the right time, be it noon or midnight, and there's no line dividing you and your life unless the room starts to spin. Top of the sixes with Anne, the park and helicopters below us, the city's darkening glints, like a huge globe-shaped glass she at last would share with you. Hangover wakings in the dark through the years, their timeless warmth around your body. Wild turkey with the southern journalist at McDowell in the little parlor, so far from home, so home. Waiting for Elaine, whom you're not sure of yet. Jeannie, with whom the martini was reinstated. Her parents lowering the station wagon back on a level almost with the wide sunstruck bayou where we looked for alligators, for the chill of glasses, the olives, Cajuns staring at us from their broken porch. And may God be well disposed unto this drinker, who fears drink as he must, but as a god, not substance abuse. Or, as Gary said of Richard Hugo, he must have seen strange things